United obviously is at the top. How we feel about United? I mean, you said they're the worst team leading to be leading the table halfway through.
Well,
but
as a former Manchester United fan supporter,
long time. What was that?
It was a long year. It was a comfortable year. It was a horrible ending. But in general, Van Persie is looks strange in a Man United jersey. He still looks strange. Well, it did, and
it worked out.
Even when he's doing great, he's doing great. But before, he seemed to dominate like Arsenal games. And now he kind of seems to be like a really important role for Man United, but it's different. He doesn't seem to have that like saving. He's not the saving soul to Man United.
Right, but could you say he didn't? He doesn't need to be. On Arsenal, he had to be that guy.
And the problem is,
here you've got so much talent around him. As much as I hate all of that talent, he's got all that talent around him. He doesn't need to be that guy anymore. He can just be a player.
Well, I really panic. I love Rooney and Van Persie together, and I think Valencia is just a revelation at the moment. He doesn't get nearly as much plaudits. But if you look at the central midfield, it is the worst central midfield in the entire last 16 of the Champions League. There is not a... Who would you pick? If you're any team in Europe, do you go Michael Carrick, Paul Scholes, 38? Ryan Giggs, probably slightly older. And then you look through
slightly.
It. Kagawa,
Giggs would be
fit.
Collecting Social Security here.
Absolutely. If Kagawa
has been
fit,
around forever,
he gets a bit of a shout. But the rest of them, Anderson, oh.
Well, when he's healthy, what do you think about the idea of trying to put Nani in there? Putting him more centrally and then having Young and Valencia on the wings?
I just think Nani is somebody who loses possession so often because he's always trying to do the amazing. And you're meant to have somebody like a young-ish 33-year-old Paul Scholes in there who just distributes the ball and doesn't lose it. And Nani always tries to do a little bit too much. So it means that 50% of the time he loses possession. And so I would actually prefer to have a Rooney back there and put someone like a Welbeck or Hernandez in that forward role with Van Persie, because I think Rooney's got a little bit more to offer.
Now, you say you'd prefer, but you're not a United fan.
Oh, absolutely not. I can't stand them, bloody Reds.
Arsenal, what are they, fourth right now, I believe? What is it, just, you know, what can you say about Arsenal? Jeff, what do you got for me?
Arsenal is one of the most uneven teams that's out there. When they are on, I mean, they have a tremendous amount of talent, and when they are on, they can compete with anyone. I just don't think that they've really settled on what is their best lineup in terms of who's on the field, period, but then who's playing where? Because they keep changing around who's playing up front by themselves. Sometimes it's Jorginho. Most recently it was Walcott, and he did very well, but that was against Southampton. So, you know, let's put an asterisk on that.
You can take that for what for what it's worth.
Right, and sometimes you have Giroud up there, and technically Podolski could play up there. I mean, they've been playing him on the wings, but he could. And so I think that they need to figure themselves out, but they have a tremendous amount of talent that is very, very good. They just kind of, I think they need to figure it out. And I don't know if Wenger is the right man to figure out how to go about doing it. But, ooh, you know, Santi Cazorla is, I mean, he's legit. I mean, he's phenomenal.
Is anyone else surprised that Wenger still has his job?
I just think he done something with Arsenal like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And he was so dominant and done so well in that position and raised Arsenal up to compete with Man United at a time where like nobody else was touching him, that he's given himself a decade of not winning. And so he's got 3 years left. And I think if he still doesn't win in 3 years, he's done.
Well, Joe, you were saying before, you know, when we were talking about what the goals of a team should be and what the team owes its fans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're talking about that off the air, yeah.
You said that simply not shooting for relegation, just trying to avoid relegation, that's not a goal.
Oh, right. No.
That's not
excuse me, sir. The Chelsea fan over here, that's actually a West Ham goal. To avoid relegation.
Right, but isn't West Ham is eighth in the table right now.
Oh,
right?
You wait till the end of the year. I guarantee we'll be 16th struggling, and all of a sudden it's like if we lose two games, we'll be like in the scrap for relegation.
But have turned back entirely into a West Ham fan. Like, I mean, that happened
absolutely,
really fast.
Absolutely. I'm so depressed.
But how big of a bummer is that? Like that like your entire fandom is, I hope we stay in this league. Like, I hope we finish 15th and not 19th.
Well, that's a Mets and Jets fan, isn't it?
Again, I wouldn't know anything about those sorts of things.
But that's
let's talk to the Cubs fan in the room.
No, I totally agree with you on that, Joe. And what my point with regard to Arsenal is, it seems like their goal now is to finish fourth, third, or fourth.
Absolutely.
That when you look at the moves that they've made recently, That is a terrifying team if they don't let go of Fabregas, Nasri, Van Persie, and Song. If they would have kept those four players, is that not a world-class side?
I like the Marlins, except better. Just getting rid of, just making good players and shipping them out, man.
The problem is he's got too. I think he's got too many fast, lightweight players.
Javino, that was an analogy I was not ready for.
Sorry, I went South Florida baseball on it. It's my apologies.
Well, I just Javino, how he puts up with him, it does my nut in. It really does, because he's someone who gets in amazing positions constantly, and he just flatters to deceive every single game. And I look at it, and if I was Arsene Wenger, I'd be like, right, you're sitting on the bench. You're not starting anymore. You can come on and prove your worth. And I chuck on Theo Walker or Oxlade-Chamberlain. But Javino constantly gets in good positions and mucks up. It really annoys me.
It's not just that he constantly gets in good positions and he mucks up. He does it in the exact same way every time. He pushes it one step too far, and he'll run into a wall, and he has nowhere. It's the same thing. And then he just hits a shot that goes nowhere near.
And he's clear through. And he's like... He's like, if he's in your fantasy team, he is like a fantasy prick tease, because he gets in front of the goal and he's just about to get you 5 points and bang. Shoots
prick tease?
That's Queen's English.
Is that Queen's English? Did the Queen approve that?
She did. Rubber stamped.
Real quick, what the hell happened to Liverpool?
Actually, Liverpool has been playing some of the best team football of anybody in the league recently. They hit a road bump this last week.
You said that during the Villa game. Remember the first half? You was watching it, and you said they've actually played really well.
They fit together very well as a team. They really do. Everybody has their positions, and it seems that they kind of work together. They just got they ran into.
Outside of Luis Suarez, they're an upper mid-level team. Because you look at them, and they've got one world-class player. And then outside of that, you've kind of got a little bit of mediocrity.
Well, a couple years ago, we talked about the big four being United, Chelsea, Arsenal, Liverpool. Liverpool is 12th in the table right now.
And Jonjo Shelvey is, once again, average. You look through the lineup, even Gerrard's an older Gerrard. So take out Luis Suarez, there isn't a player in that lineup who'd probably make the top six sides.
Who would make the top six sides?
I mean, I look through it. I look through the Liverpool side, and I'm like, Luis Enrique, he's okay. That young Sterling looks like he'd be an absolute talent. Mm-hmm. But still, at the moment, he's only 17. With three kids, apparently.
Yeah.
At 17.
Dude, that's aggressive.
That's an active childhood.
But two of them are twins, so it's not, you know.
Oh, really?
The timing wasn't.
So two pregnancies and three kids. Still, for 17.
I love the fact you looked that up, because we were talking about this the other day, and I was like, three kids at 17? My God. He comes from Troy? Sorry.
That's a
local joke.
Real quick, West Brom and Norwich, can they stay up? West Brom is in seventh, Norwich is in eighth. Can they make a play for not top four, but, you know. Can they stay up there?
West Brom 12th, Norwich 15th.
Norwich 15th? So who do you see jumping these teams? You see these teams moving down.
Size of the squads, honestly.
They can't all finish in the...
All right, in best case scenario, Norwich 14th. Size of the squads, they end up having a few injuries here and there. People like, annoyingly, Aston Villa start to climb up because they've just got a slightly bigger squad than them. And then these smaller teams just drop off, and... West Ham's going to be the same. West Ham will be around Norwich's place. It always happens.
All right, last word on the Premier League before we go to the Champions League. Real quick, who wins? We're about midway. Give me a second half prediction. Who wins?
Oh,
Jeff?
I mean, this isn't really going out on a limb considering they're winning now and way ahead. I think it's United.
Mark?
I actually think I've just seen the draw for the Champions League, which means Man United will be having a bit of a rest on Tuesdays and Wednesdays coming up soon. So I would have gone for Man City because they get the break from the Champions League, but I'm actually think Man United are going to do it.
Because they're just going to get bounced really quickly? So
absolutely. Real Madrid are going to kick their butt.
Wow. We'll come back. We'll get a little bit more into that. It's cover two with Joe, Mark, and Jeff.